will begin. So we're starting by stopping, if you like, stopping whatever you were doing before, and to be a bit more in the realm of being than in the realm of doing. So you could think to yourself, I am free to be. You can choose to have your eyes open or closed. We're often used to closing our eyes and going for inward for meditations and relaxations. This is a little bit different, and it can be useful to have your eyes open and have your awareness outward into the world, while also kind of being aware of your internal experience. But whatever you choose is fine, and you can experiment with a little bit of both. So, wherever you are, whatever position you chose, I want you to be aware of the contact you are making with the surface that is supporting you, that you are resting on. So if you're lying on the floor, you can be aware of the floor or the support under your head, the contact your head is making, the floor under your back of your shoulder blades, the back of your rib cage, the back of your pelvis, the back of your arms and elbows. If your legs are resting over something, on the chair or bolster or pillows, you can notice that contact. And the contact of your feet or your heels onto the ground. So know that you are physically supported right now. And whatever it is that you are resting on, the ground is beneath you, supporting you. So you can think to yourself, I am free to receive the support of the ground. I am free to receive the support of the ground. And from that supported place, that awareness of the ground, open up your awareness now to include the space around you. You can be aware that there is space in front of you, there's space behind you, there's space to the right of you and to the left of you, there's space above you and below you, and there is space in every other direction in between, and you are at the center of your space. So you can think to yourself, I am free to notice the space all around me. And you may notice from that awareness of the space around you that it somehow allowed you to access a little more space or spaciousness, perhaps, within you. Space to breathe, perhaps. Space for a little more ease. So do a very, very little gentle scan of your body right now and see what you notice, what stands out for you right now. And if anything comes into your attention that is uncomfortable that you could actually move and do something about, feel free to do that, of course. And also not excluding awareness of anything that you notice, maybe places that feel a little more tense, maybe you even have a bit of pain or discomfort or pressure, anything like that. But know that that is not the whole of your experience. And within the whole of you, there is also space for ease. So you can think to yourself, I am free to notice ease. I am free to notice any ease that is there. I'm free to notice any ease that's in my feet, my ankles, my toes. I am free to notice any ease that's there in my lower legs, my calves and my shins, my knees, my thighs, my hips. I am free to notice any ease in my torso. Maybe it's ease in your belly or your solar plexus area, chest. Free to notice any ease in your back, lower, middle, or upper back. Free to notice any ease in your shoulders and collarbones, your arms, elbows, wrists, hands, fingers, and thumbs. And you can think to yourself, I'm free to notice ease, any ease that is there in my neck, in my throat, in my face, my cheeks, my jaw, my head. I'm free to notice ease at the very top of my head. I am free to notice ease. So now I want to go into a little bit of bringing awareness into our different, more traditional five senses that we learned about at school. So let's start with the sense of touch. And you could notice what you are touching right now. Not only what your hands are touching, but what any parts of your body are touching. Might be the floor or the mat or your hands on your own body somewhere. And just notice what's there. What are you touching and what is touching you? It's always a two-way process. What do you notice? And then we'll move on to sight. So if you have closed your eyes, this may be a moment to open them and just notice what you see. You could choose to move your head and look around, or you could choose just to notice what you see from where you are right now without moving. What's right in front of you? What's more in your peripheral vision? And I want you to think about the sight, that you don't have to grab onto things visually. It's more that you are receiving visual information, receiving, perceiving. What do you see? What are you receiving through your eyes? So next, let's move on to hearing, to sound. What sounds do you perceive right now? What noises might you receive right now? When you're open, you're not trying to hear anything. You're just open to noticing what you do hear. What sounds are there? Any sounds that are in the room that you are in? Any outside the room in your building, outside the building, what do you hear right now without judgment or attachment? You may even also notice some sounds from within you, your breath perhaps. And then let's move on to the sense of smell. So again, it's this idea of receiving. Is there anything that you're receiving right now as a sense through your sense of smell, through your nose? What do you notice? It's And then there's even taste. So I'm trusting that probably none of you are eating or drinking right now, but just bringing your awareness to the sensation of taste in your mouth. You might be aware of something that you hadn't been before. So you're free to use your senses to help you into the presence and into the present. And with this very kind of open receiving attitude, it's very different from trying to see, hear, smell something. So now we're going to use this idea of the senses to have a little imaginary journey into them. So for this little journey, I want you to imagine that you can, that you have a beautiful ripe lemon. So you can see this lemon, the color, beautiful, vibrant yellow, the shape, the detail and contours. Really imagine that. And then imagine that you are touching it. First, just simply touch it. You can sense the texture under your fingers. And then you pick it up and you can sense the weight of the lemon. You can also sense the give, I think that's the word, the give. And you can feel that it's firm, but it's got a little give. Maybe it's going to be really nice and juicy. And then we'll cut in half this lemon and hear the sound that makes of the knife slicing easily through. We'll bring back that sight. You can see the insides now and also see the juice. And you can bring half of this lemon closer to you. You don't have to do anything special to smell it. You're not doing any sort of forceful sniffing, but you're just receiving that beautiful citrus scent of the ripe lemon. And then I want you to imagine you're just putting that slice of lemon onto your tongue. What do you notice happening to you right now, just as you imagine that, sweet, tart, juicy piece of lemon on your tongue? So think to yourself, I am free to notice. I'm free to feel, and I'm free to experience and enjoy all my senses. I'm free to receive, and I am open to receiving sensory input. I am free to perceive with all my senses. Now, just for a moment, come to your breath. Notice, sense your breath. Maybe you sense that movement of air in and out through the nose. Maybe you sense the movement of your breath in your body. Maybe a gentle rise and fall, the chest, the abdomen. And then maybe when you really quiet yourself to really notice, that you can notice that the movement of the breath is not just in the front of you. There's movement out to the sides. The ribs rise up and out and then come back down with each breath cycle. And there's movement in the back. There's nothing you have to do to breathe. You're breathing happens. So you can think to yourself, my breathing is free and my body breathes me. My body breathes me. And in that awareness of the breath, you can come again to that awareness of the possibility of ease. And you can think to yourself, I'm free to notice ease. I'm free to notice any ease that is in my feet, my toes, my ankles or legs. I'm free to notice ease, any ease that is there in my knees and my hips, and my neck and my throat. I'm free to notice any ease that is there in my back. And in the front of my body, my belly, and my chest. And I'm free to notice ease in my face, my cheeks, my jaw, my head. I am free to notice any ease that is within me and outside of me. I am free to notice ease. So come back now to noticing once again your contact of the ground, the floor, the chair, whatever it is you are resting on, supporting you. And you can notice if that contact has even changed a little bit from when you started. You can notice the contact of your feet or the heels, of your legs and knees if they're resting over a chair or the bolster, of your back if it's resting against the back of the chair or on the back on the floor, back of your pelvis, the back of your rib cage, the back of your shoulder blades. You may notice as you tuned into your breath that you have a little bit greater contact with the floor or the back of your chair with each in-breath as your ribs have expanded up and out all the way around. And you can notice the contact of the back of your head resting on its support. So think once again, I am free to receive the support of the ground. And I'm free to receive the support of any surface I am in contact with. And then, of course, you're also free to be aware of the space all around you, the space above you and below you, in front of you and behind you, and to either side of you. And you're free to be aware of all your other senses, what you can see and hear and smell and taste and touch. You can think, I am free to perceive with all my senses. I am free to notice ease, and I am free. So taking a moment as we've come to the end of the constructed rest guided talk, take a moment to know, to notice before you get up, if there's anything about the idea of getting up that creates something different in your body. Maybe you can sense an eagerness to get up and be upright and move. Or maybe you sense a reluctance to move, that you're very happy where you are. Or maybe you just simply notice there's a, maybe a little bit of tension that comes in at the thought that you're already somehow preparing for a movement that hasn't even happened yet. So when you are ready, as you bring yourself up to sitting, or if you'd like to come up to standing for a moment, you can be aware of your breath. You can be aware of the support from the ground. You can be aware of the space all around you. You can be aware of anything else that you perceive and receive with your senses. And if you'd like to take that into just a little bit of movement, walking around your space, feel free to do so. And as you walk, you can notice that you still have the contact with the floor. You can think, I'm free to receive the support of the ground. That you're still, you can be aware of the space all around you. That as you walk, you can notice that the space above you and below you and in front and behind and to either side, that you're free to move. Even if you choose not to walk, you're still free to move. And you can bring back any of these thoughts or ideas at any moment to have kind of a moment of presence, a moment of ease, perhaps a moment of letting go of stresses and strains. It's something that you can come back to at any time.